got company. You always got company. You want to go in and talk to him? It's like just...
Yeah.
I just happened to have come at your busiest. Yeah.
Well, it always happens when you... When you don't want to be bothered, you are, so...
Okay. Now, if you were talking about riding horses, and if you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say, I fell...
You'd throw it off. Bucked off, whichever you want.
Now, if a little child went to sleep in bed and the next morning found himself on the floor, he'd say, I must have fallen...
Off
or out? Which would you...
Off.
Fallen off the bed or out of the bed?
Well, either way.
The things that
I would say off.
You'd say off. The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Horse shoes.
And the parts of the foot, the parts of the feet that you put them onto.
Hoof.
Do you put them on all four?
Yeah. Especially if you're in rocky country.
Uh-huh. Do you put them on all four of the...
Sometimes in this country where there's no rocks at all, we didn't shoe them. Or just common plow stock.
Oh, you didn't?
No. But if we
well,
had
the
them on...
Well, does not get to...
Well, you know, horses are, in some respects, like humans. You know, some humans' fingernails are brittle and tear up.
Uh-huh.
And some horses' hoofs would split if you didn't keep them shod.
Oh, I see.
But we got to remember that until man come along, they weren't shod. And they made it, see?
Yeah, of course.
So in in the rock country, I suppose before they're captured, they just attempt to take care of themselves. If their feet get sore, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't run
mm-hmm.
any more than they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably tougher than they are in the
mm-hmm.
in the swamplands or lowlands.
Mm-hmm. The game that you play with those, if you were tossing the
horseshoes.
You
mean pitching horseshoes?
Pitching horseshoes.
Yeah. A lot of that.
Oh, you have. If you were talking about sheep, the male sheep would be called...
He's a ram, and the female is a ewe, I guess you call it E-W-E. I never did know how they pronounced that. Whether
I
it was
ewe
or
ewe.
Is it ewe or ewe?
I
depends
call
on
it
how
you.
They handle it.
Yeah, ewe. I call it ewe, but I'm not really sure.
I imagine that's the way it's pronounced.
I don't know much about sheep.
Me either.
Well, what do you call the stuff that they have on their backs that you raise them for?
Wool. I know something about billy goats already.
Oh, you know?
Raised that? Billy goats.
Oh, you have, really? What did you raise them for?
To play with. My brother and I played with them, worked them to wagons.
Oh, you did? Just, you had them pull wagons?
Yeah. Make them leather harness.
I didn't know.
Dad give us old line, plow, horse check lines, you know, and so forth. And we'd cut them up and take brads and make goat harness.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, work them singly, work them double, just like working horses. Yeah. We had some fine goats. Three or four at a time, you know, great big old billy goats.
Uh-huh. Gosh, really? If you had a what would you call a male hog?
Boar.
Now, if you had a boar and you didn't want it, what would they call it if it was castrated that we were talking about?
Barrow. B-A-R-R-O-W.
How about a female hog, what would you call that?
So, it's two. Before she ever has pigs, she's a gilt.
I see.
If she has pigs, she's sow.
Oh, that's what makes the difference between that. Oh, well, what would
like
you...
Like a girl, she's a maiden until she,
and then
until she has, well, until she gets to be an old maiden, you know. And, if she marries, but then she has children, she goes into womanhood.
That's very... I never thought of that.
Even if she... Well, after she's married, she
uh-huh.
enters womanhood, you know. No matter what age, well, she's considered a woman, but she's a maiden until then.
That's really interesting. Well, what about when they're first born?